LAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The White House says it's working round the clock to find the 10 U.S. citizens who are believed to be among more than 200 held hostage by Hamas.
President Biden was asked Monday if the U.S. is supporting a hostages for a ceasefire deal.
We should have those hostages released.
But a hostages for a ceasefire deal is not something that's gotten a lot of attention from the Biden administration. When National Security Spokesman John Kirby was asked earlier Monday if the U.S. would join some international leaders in calling for a humanitarian ceasefire, Kirby seemed to shoot down the idea.
What we want right now is make sure Israel has the tools it needs to defend itself and to go after Hamas, and that humanitarian assistance keeps flowing.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Today, Hamas released two elderly Israeli women. They were turned over to the Red Cross at the Rafah crossing that links Egypt to Gaza. Detroit police say the weekend's murder of local Jewish synagogue leader Samantha Wohl was not motivated by anti-Semitism. This is ABC News. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser announcing new tough-on-crime legislation. It takes aim at retail theft and allows police to declare drug-free zones to cut down on the sale and distribution of illegal drugs.
The Addressing Crime Trends Now Act will create an environment that better supports communities and victims, as well as MPD's ability to hire and retain qualified officers.
Another big merger among oil companies.
Less than 2 weeks after ExxonMobil announced it would be acquiring Pioneer Natural Resources for $60 billion, Chevron says it's buying Hess to the tune of $53 billion. The deal includes shale properties in North Dakota and an oil field in Guyana.
ABC Sherry Preston. A court in Iran sentenced two journalists to up to 7 years in prison for collaborating with the U.S. government. Both women have been imprisoned for over a year following their coverage of the death of Mahsa Amini while in police custody. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The man accused of going to the Wisconsin State Capitol with a firearm twice says he had no intention of hurting anyone and simply wanted to talk to Governor Tony Evers. 43-year-old Joshua Pleasnik was arrested twice on October 4th, returning to the Capitol after posting bail with a semi-automatic assault rifle and baton in his backpack. He reportedly wanted to speak with Governor Evers about why he believed men aren't taken seriously when seeking protection orders against women and thought it was legal to carry the firearms in a public building. Along with Governor Tony Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has announced the state has been designated as a regional technology hub. The designation will allow Wisconsin to compete for up to $75 million in federal funding under the CHIPS and Science Act. In a press release, Governor Evers praised the biohealth industry, saying, quote, "As this sector continues to grow, it will mean more high-paying jobs and economic growth for our state."
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Proud to be a Badger Monday edition. Happier, happy hour. I'm going to D.C. to represent the state and the greatest radio show ever, of course.
What?
I hope I don't let you down.
I was going to say, man, those are some pretty, man, that's a lot of responsibility, Crudy. You know, only you can prevent forest fires, and I just think that's a lot of pressure.
I have broad shoulders and a broad waist. I can handle it.
Yeah, all right.
Want to start this hour, and you can always be a part of the greatest radio show ever, some people say, by calling 844-967-2789. But I want to turn my attention back to the speakerless House of Representatives and the will of the American people, at least the Republican supporting American people. Aaron Blake over at the Washington Post, I referenced this piece to him. The Republicans who say we don't even need a speaker. Public polling shows that many on the right don't mind if a speaker fight continues to be protracted and may even prefer it that way. They're doing exactly what the base wants.
Yeah, break it and burn it down.
As Republicans were resisting Rep. Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio's attempt to become speaker last week, a talking point emerged among some of his boosters. The House needed to get back to business. Stat! It was too important! So just sign on the dotted line, install the Freedom Caucus guy, and get over with it. The argument effectively went. Here's what Jordan said Friday. We need to get to work for the American people. We need to do what we said we're going to do. We can't open the House until we get a speaker.
I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky, and I need to get back to work for the American people.
Dominic, that argument didn't prove compelling. Not only did Republicans proceed to kill off Jordan's speaker bid, but they then decided it was okay to leave town for a few days.
Yeah, you know, why not?
The urgency of the country's business apparently having suddenly subsided and taken a backseat to the desire to go home for the weekend, or maybe the cabin. Dom, but even that exercise presupposed something that we probably shouldn't take for granted, that Republicans actually feel a sense of urgency. What if... And bear with me on this one, Dom. Certain Republicans don't really care if there's a prolonged period without a speaker and are willing to leverage that for what they want, even if five Republicans have internalized That posture, it could prove a hugely significant hurdle, given the winner needs 217 votes. There are only 221 House Republicans, and that's when Van Orden shows up. New polling suggests this kind of sentiment is actually embraced by a significant number of Republican voters. Dominic, some Suffolk University polling. Here were the choices. Now, understand, binary choices can force people to, you know, polarize in ways that they wouldn't otherwise, but here are a couple of the choices. Number one, Congress needs to elect a speaker as soon as possible to fund immediate needs like support for Israel, Ukraine, and to prevent a government shutdown in November. Or number two, here's plan B, Dom.
Plan B.
I don't care if Congress elects a speaker. Every day that goes by without a speaker means that Congress can't waste more of our tax dollars. Dom, Americans chose the former speaker now option by a very wide margin, 67% to 25%. Hell, Democrats preferred it 86 to 10. And we're the minority party, right? 86% of Democrats want this, even though fundamentally the Republicans are demonstrating they don't know how to govern. And we still want to see the chaos end. But among Republicans, it's not nearly so overwhelming, Dom. Fewer than 6 in 10, about 57%, cited the urgent need for a speaker, but 34% of Republicans chose the latter option.
And the latter being, quote, I don't care if Congress elects a speaker. Every day that goes by without a speaker means Congress can't waste more of our tax dollars.
And Dom, the lack of urgency is even more pronounced when you drill down a little further. For instance, 40% of people backing Donald Trump in the Republican presidential primary said they don't care when Congress elects a speaker. 43% of people who called the pro-Trump outlet Newsmax their most trusted media outlet. Damn, I wouldn't admit that, not even to a pollster, Dom.
Crudy, this comes with some caveats. One is that these binary choices can push people who aren't passionate towards an option they may not completely agree with. For instance, Republicans who believe the U.S. shouldn't send aid to Ukraine might be turned off by the speaker now option mentioning funding Ukraine as an immediate need. But it's not the only question on which Republicans are clearly less insistent upon the government functioning as usual. The same poll shows a majority of Republicans at 55% prefer standing firm in upcoming negotiations and shutting down the government, if need be, to obtain spending cuts. Just 37% said they would prefer negotiating a compromise to avoid a shutdown. Again, the binary choice caveat applies, but all of it speaks to the willingness of a significant number of Republicans to use brinkmanship to get what they want and not caring as much about the potential cost of hamstringing the government in the process. And I would just throw this in there. I mean, actual costs. I mean, there are actual costs of shutting down the government. There's actual costs associated with winding it back up again. There's actual costs with paying bills late. But I digress. In the case of those who don't feel urgency to elect a speaker now, it's not close to a majority. But one of the unhelpful realities for today's House GOP leadership is that there are a handful of members who are content to cater to a small but substantial and vocal portion of the party. If 4 in 10 Trump supporters tend toward a particular view, there is an audience for it, a constituency to lean on, and TV appearances to be booked. At the very least, these members will go right on believing that the potential cost for their ostensibly principled push to gain a like-minded speaker aren't that severe. And after more than a decade of Republicans pushing toward shutdowns and potential debt ceiling breaches, that probably shouldn't be too surprising, Aaron Blake. No, it's not surprising whatsoever.
844-967-2789. You're such a cynic. You're never surprised, are you, Dom?
I mean, really? With what's going on right now? Absolutely not. If there were a reaction to it, if there was a pushback from a majority of them, I think that they wouldn't be in the situation that we are in. And I got to tell you, if Newsmax is your most trusted source, you know what I mean? I really think, and man,
Foxy, you know, News ain't conservative enough for my taste.
I'm 52. I've read a bit, been around a bit, always got more to learn. Certainly. No doubt about it. But if you think that just shutting the lights off and walking away is any sort of solution to anything ever, then you're really not down for any sort of representative government. You're not.
But I'm not sure that's what they're doing. They're actually seeking the message they want to hear, Dom, that they're okay, that this is the right choice. Trump's the right guy, and chaos is the way you run the government, because at least they ain't spending your tax dollars. 844-967-2789. I've been told, you know, try to speak more normally on the radio, but I can't do it, Dom. Talk like a dog. You
know, isn't that normal? If you talk how you talk, that's how normal is for you.
Well, you know, I have an authoritarian tone.
We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You may join us at 844-967-2789.
You sound like you're doing the people's mic.
Is that normal? PT from the left just calls, welcome, man. Happy Monday.
I know PT ain't normal. Welcome, PT.
Well, you answered my question as to why they're answering it that way. If Newsmax is their most watched source of news, well, there you have it. But it begs the question, is Newsmax, you know, spreading this, or are they saying, yeah, we don't need that? Is that what we're doing on that channel?
Don't
or
you think that's the sentiment on every conservative channel, right-wing talk radio, Fox News, OAN, Newsmax? The sentiment is, you're not being harsh enough. You need to shut it down. You need to elect a new speaker. You need to whatever. You know, they think they can ram their ideology through force of will, and if you're just more willful, you'd get things done. But of course, that's not how a democracy works, PT. So they're willing to throw out the whole democracy experiment, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess I are they trying to justify that in their own minds as why we don't need it? Or are they, you know, kind of dissuading themselves, like, we don't need that because the flat, you know, the what do you call it? The backlash from not doing this is going to be significant. But apparently it's not affecting the GOP at all.
Well, it is affecting them, PT. Some. They look like clowns, man. I mean, the American people, we are aware. You see what's happening. I see what's happening. Republicans, independents also see what's happening. I don't know if we have a short enough memory. It's all going to be about the economy next year. And if gas prices are above $4, you know, Joe Biden's screwed. But I'd like to think, PT, that there's enough memory amongst the American people. They're looking at this and they're thinking, never again. We're never giving these clowns another chance to break the government. And if they shut the government down in the middle of November, if they allow this to happen, or through their ineptitude or whatever it is, this MAGA death wish, if they shut down the government, PT, I mean, God, man, there better be an electoral price to pay. When do the Democrats get control and shut stuff down? I never recall that ever happening under Democratic leadership. Am I wrong, PT?
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. But it's the base that doesn't think this is a problem. So, but considering the source, right?
Well, that's the whole thing. And you got to wonder then, PT, and thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. How much the base is truly informed as to what the facts are. Let's not forget, Fox News, $800 million for what? Lying to their audience, right? The Kraken lady pleading guilty. The attorney, Cheese Bro, pleading guilty. They've been lying to you this whole time. The media, the lawyers for Trump himself, the MAGAs, the elected officials, you Republicans, if you don't know, you have terrible judgment. If you do know, you're part of the conspiracy.
That's how he normally talks. He's always like that. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Join us.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together.
Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows around 48, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High of 62, overcast. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 50. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday and Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 57.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for meal.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we keep getting recommendations for the Republican caucus soundtrack. Bringing the Clowns was, you know, not well accepted by the panelist. Although we did play it for you. We tortured your ass. But a few of the recommendations. A, the Laverne and Shirley theme song. I'd like a flushing out of why Laverne and Shirley. I like it. That show. Someone's offering PT Love. That's a rarity. Sorry, PT. Crudy and Dob, PT, we are awake to move the needle with knowledge. Some less civically knowledgeable. You know, I hope you tell your Trumpster uncle, listen to the Devil's Advocates. We have a
call. We take all callers, man. You know, we get it. That's how we do it. That's fine.
Unless you're CJ and you've been banned for the public pumpkin spice season. You know, some did point out, though, I can't even say it. Pumpkin spice season for some lingers into like January. So, no, October is the ban, CJ. You're getting close. A week next week when I'm back from DC. Call us next week. Maybe we'll make time for you. Maybe. 844-967-2789. A couple of new names. Mike from Glendale. Welcome, Mike. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Well, I'm originally from Chicago. And former life, I worked at the Chicago Board of Trade, and I worked at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the CME and the CVOT. I've seen the stickers on the gas pump with Joe Biden. I did that. And all these people that think that Joe Biden controls gas prices. So at the Chicago Board of Trade and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, we traded these things called futures contracts in commodities. Hogs, live cattle, pork bellies, grains.
Yeah, man, I saw Trading Places with Eddie Murphy. I get it.
My point is that any idiot that thinks that Joe Biden controls commodity prices, for example, in New York, they actually do trade futures contracts on unleaded gasoline. They also trade crude oil futures. And anyone who has an ounce of brains understands there are many factors controlling the market. Not Joe Biden, not Donald Trump, not any president controls commodity prices. Sorry.
But, Mike, you know how...
There you are.
What did James Carville say? It's the economy, stupid. And you know whoever is the president gets blamed for geopolitical problems. They get blamed for recessions, for shifts in the economy.
And they take credit when things go well as also, Mike.
Even if they have little or no control over that.
But you have to put little stickers on gas pumps. It's taking it to a new level of ignorance.
Well, I think sometimes they embrace the ignorance. But Mike, I got to tell you, man, a lot of people don't get the commodities trading futures thing. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't get, you know, high finance and how these things actually work, Mike. And so I think a lot of these politicians, they play on that because they know that a lot of their constituents are not down with how it all works.
Yeah. I remember I worked for a guy, and I swear he was like Rain Man for wheat futures. He knew every receipt, where it was, what grain elevator in the United States it was. He knew what type of wheat it was. He knew which countries had subsidies to buy American wheat. There's so many factors that go into the final price of a commodity. It would spin your head, not Joe Biden or Trump or any politician, but yes.
There you go, Mike, trying to educate people.
I appreciate it, Mike. Great call, man. Thank you for listening. Keep listening. Tell all your friends. Join us anytime at 844-967-2789.
Never watched WKRP with Les Nessman. He'd always give you the pork belly futures. He was the winner of the Hawkeye Buckeye Award a couple times over, if I recall.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
That was the big guy that said that. 844-967-2789. Jack from Racine. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us?
Racine. What's up, Jack? Hey.
I've been thinking about Wisconsin Republicans and where they're at in this, in particular Congress people right now, where they're at in the speaker fight, but where they're at generally in terms of Trump, et cetera. I'm trying to figure out who's calling the tune for these people. What is it, Johnson? Is it Fitzgerald? I mean, the only two people who voted not, the only two congressmen who voted not to certify Joe Biden were Tiffany and Fitzgerald. And yet they all seem to run for cover. They're going to, you know, we saw Style, we saw all of them.
Gallagher. Oakland,
voting for Trump's guy for the speaker. So who's pushing them around? I just can't believe they all are that stupid. I know Johnson is.
Jack, you're going to have to start believing a little more, man.
Yeah, but what do you think? Which one of them is Ron Johnson really calling the tune for all the Republicans in this state? I mean, Voss runs for cover whenever Trump gets into something, he changes his position. Who's in charge?
Yeah, Jack, a great, great, great question. My answer would be, I can't imagine it's Ron Johnson. You know what I mean? I just don't see how Ron Johnson whips up, you know, every other elected Republican in the state of Wisconsin. But he is the senior Republican out of the state of Wisconsin. So obviously that has some sway. But I like your point. I mean, I don't know it offhand, but I think you mentioned it, Jack, of the Wisconsin Republican delegation. We know Tiffany and Fitzgerald voted against certifying the 2020 election. But I based on what you're saying, I guess I'm unclear. Gallagher and Style voted to certify. I know Gallagher was all up in arms about he actually went live on his social media when
on January 6th, yeah, before he lost his courage, like McCarthy. Yes.
Well,
and the rest
point,
of the entire
he did the
party
right thing. He did the right thing to start. And then what? Apparently then it became Ron Johnson's mantra that it was, you know, they're just peaceful protesters staying within the velvet ropes.
Don't stop believing, Wisconsin. Here's who's in charge of the Republican Party, Donald Trump. Want to know who's ginning up all this mischief, this chaos? This is Trump's party, top to bottom. January 6th, believers and all, they're all MAGA. Come back, more devils.
As God is my witness, I...
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The White House says it's working round the clock to find the 10 U.S. citizens who are believed to be among more than 200 held hostage by Hamas.
President Biden was asked Monday if the U.S. is supporting a hostages for a ceasefire deal.
We should have those hostages released, and then we can talk.
But a hostages for a ceasefire deal is not something that's gotten a lot of attention from the Biden administration. When National Security Spokesman John Kirby was asked earlier Monday if the U.S. would join some international leaders in calling for a humanitarian ceasefire, Kirby seemed to shoot down the idea.
What we want right now is make sure Israel has the tools it needs to defend itself and to go after Hamas, and that humanitarian assistance keeps flowing.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Today, Hamas released two elderly Israeli women. They were turned over to the Red Cross at the Rafah crossing that links Egypt to Gaza. Detroit police say the weekend's murder of local Jewish synagogue leader Samantha Wohl was not motivated by anti-Semitism. This is ABC News.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Two Wisconsin boys and their family traveled to Milwaukee this week with the goal of leaving with a Guinness World Record, and they did just that after building the world's largest grilled cheese sandwich. According to a WQOW report, the sandwich ended up being 10.9 feet long, 6.25 feet wide, and 2¾ inches thick. They reportedly used over 300 pounds of dough and 60 pounds of cheese to construct the record-breaking sandwich. The family also says local food banks benefited from the event. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources have announced more than $402 million in funding for financial assistance through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. The funding will be available to 106 municipalities across the state to improve the quality of drinking water for Wisconsinites. The funding will be used to replace lead service lines and target PFAS contamination in small and disadvantaged communities across the state. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You may be aware that online crime is a huge threat, but did you know this problem could be a great career opportunity for you? Cybersecurity experts are in high demand and well paid. You can position yourself for this specialty in months, not years, at My Computer Career, even with no prior IT experience. Learn how you can train for this rewarding career at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Monday Happier Happy Hour. The text line lighting up with soundtrack requests for this chaotic House of Representatives burning down the house. We played that one a few times in the last couple of weeks,
it's,
Dom.
It's been a regular on the circulation these days.
Well, that's because they haven't had a speaker since October 3rd. It's going on 3 weeks. That's not a sign of a party that's ready to lead a nation. Going back to the phone lines, I got another thought, but let's get yours first at 844-967-2789. Bill from Grant County, I believe you're next. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, how are you guys doing? I appreciate the dialogue and your show. I've got a question for you guys about Afghanistan. And remember when Uncle Joe, Slow Joe, left 90 billion dollars in equipment? Don't you think that's kind of aiding and fueling the Hamas war in Israel. I mean, you guys got a clue? Nobody talks about that.
When's the last time you did a deployment in the Middle East, Bill? When's the last time you had a briefing on Middle Eastern security? Because I'm not going to pretend like I'm an expert on what armaments Hamas is using against the Israeli people. But I would say if it was the U.S. armaments, those are the ones getting through the Iron Dome. But as near as I could tell, most of those policies in Afghanistan were set in place by the former president, Donald Trump, dude. I mean, if you're going to withdraw $90 million worth of armaments, it takes some planning. And the last guy set the wheels in motion. First, he let some Taliban, about 5,000, out of prison. And then he set this withdrawal plan in place, this rapid fire, feed it to Joe Biden and make him look bad sort of plan. Now, did Joe Biden handle it spectacularly? Bill, I'm not going to lie to you and say he did. Could they have done things better? Could they have secured the embassy better? Yes, I think they should have. But ultimately, is this a failure of more than one administration? I think so. I think you got to look at both of them, Bill, the last one and the current one.
Bill, what's your opinion on how Donald Trump, you know, handled that, as Kruti said, let off those Taliban and set the terms of the deal that the next administration had to follow? How did Trump do, Bill?
Well, if the Trumpster was still president, we wouldn't be in this fiasco.
No, you didn't answer my question, though, Bill. Bill, specifically, Donald Trump let 5,000 Taliban go. You agree with that? Can we agree that that's a fact?
Well, that's true. That's a fact.
Okay. Can we also agree that Donald Trump, if I may, Bill, can we also agree as a fact that Donald Trump set the terms for the withdrawal of American forces out of Afghanistan prior to the Biden administration? Do we agree on that fact?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, try reading a newspaper, my friend. It's knowledge that's... Go ahead, Bill.
I don't know about the logistics of that, you know. Maybe I'm not up totally on that,
I totally get it, man. But if you're going to make those kinds of statements, don't you think those are the kinds of things you should have in your back pocket if you're going to call out the current administration for, you know, having to deal and play with the cards that were dealt by the last administration?
Well, where are we getting this money? Where are we getting this money to fund all these wars? We're going to print more money until we're all broke? Is anybody going to come to this country and rescue us?
Well, these are great points. No, man, no one's coming to rescue us, Bill. We need to rescue ourselves. And if we're going to be honest about it, we got to look back at the Bush tax cuts and the Trump tax cuts. You want to talk about why we have the national debt that we do? Look at the last 40 years of tax cuts. If we did not incur all those tax cuts and we got that revenue, we would not be in the situation that we are in, Bill. Those are facts, man. I'm going to tell you.
Bill.
So, yes, while I'm very down with you and I agree that we need fiscal discipline, Donald Trump incurred more debt to this country than any other president by far. Do you agree with that fact?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, then we need to do a little research, man, because that's the facts, Jack. Bill, thanks for the call, man.
You know, I think it's a two-pronged issue. Under Trump, we cut the revenues. Under Biden, we increased the expenditures. And the last time I checked, and that was just this weekend, Dom, we're running like a $1.7 trillion annual deficit. Here's the interesting part. Republicans only seemingly care about that when it's a Democratic administration.
Well, certainly. And the revenues are down, right? Revenues are down. Why? Because of tax policy. What tax policies? Well, the ones started by Republicans. Going back to even Reagan years, man. I mean, within my lifetime, born in 71, Bill, within my lifetime, if those tax cuts that Reagan and Bush and some Dems obviously went through on some of these things as well, and Trump, if those were not incurred, we would not have the debt. It's almost the same amount of money of debt that we have right now. So when you get politicians up there and they're going to play the games and, you know, cater to their donors, because lots of the donors, they got lots of money. They want to keep more of their money and get that whole thing. But if we did not embrace that and engage in those situations, we wouldn't have the debt. Because at the end of the day, we still need the revenue. We still need the money to govern, to do our thing. And we can tinker on the edges. We can do all sorts of things. Well, when's the last time the Pentagon budget got cut? Never, right? You know what I'm saying? So we make these determinations. We make these decisions. We get the government that we deserve, and the government that we've elected decided over the last several decades to engage in these particular policies. And those particular policies have brought us to this point. Now, that can't be rectified. You raise taxes on the rich, man. It's very simple. Just undo what we did. Because obviously, even those Republicans and some of those Dems that voted for those tax cuts were down with that for the political reasons and the timing that they did. But if you don't address, you know, the expense side, there's two sides of the equation, right? Well, let's just reduce the tax. Ah, great, great. Well, if you're not going to address the other side, then you got to borrow more. I mean, that's just how you make it work.
Just so we're clear, though, the $1.7 billion and trillion dollars in tax cuts under Trump, that was not a single savings. That was in over the course of time.
And that actually costs more than $1.7 trillion.
Sure, but we are literally running a $1.7 trillion deficit each year currently under current expenditures and current revenues. So there's quite a gap. And this has been precipitated, and it's grown larger, and we've got rising inflation, and we still have not moved
beyond that. Debt service costs more when you borrow a lot of money. Yes, that's also a thing.
Well, what do you think is the most important thing to the American people? I guess I'm asking you, Dominic, and you, the American people, the people listening right now, what's the most important thing? Because I worry that this chaos, this congressional chaos, right? I mean, if I see a $1.7 trillion deficit and I'm seeing these guys in charge, well, yeah, I kind of like that chaos. They're not spending any more money. They don't have any control currently over their own checkbook because the Congress is without leadership, right? Well, from the perspective of a working class Joe Sixpack, that doesn't seem like such a bad idea to me anymore because the groceries have gone up and the gasoline has gone up. And I don't know why. I can't tell you what the commodity of wheat prices are selling for on the COMEX exchange in Chicago day to day, but I can tell you bread costs more, gas costs more, right? So my fear is Joe Biden is sucking it for these policies that have been not just tax policies, but also, you know, cheap money policies. The cost of borrowing has been near zero for 20 years. Money has been nearly free for the big institutions, maybe not for you and I.
Oh, yeah, easy for them.
Right. But now we got mortgage rates at approaching 8%.
8%, yeah.
And people are not able to move up. Have another kid, guess what? You're stuck. Because if your mortgage rate's below a 6, you're not going to eat it at 8 and go into a bigger house, not unless you're doing very, very well.
Well, but again, the Fed, the independent Fed, can only do what they can do to try to tamp down the economy. And they're concerned about, you know, obviously increasing inflation. So they have very few tools in their box.
Crush the American consumer. And Wall Street will do better.
And push up unemployment. I mean, that's the fix.
Stick it to the worker. That's basically the fix for the American economy. Well, and what do you know? American worker has been resilient because they need workers out there in the economy. So they just can't tamp down that inflation. So they keep raising rates. And that's continuing to happen. And now to afford the median home price in the United States, I looked this up over the weekend. $410,000, the median home price. It's actually gone down a couple grand recently for lack of home stock, for lack of inventory. But you have to make $115,000 per year to afford a house now. It's a household income. The average household in America makes about 75 grand. Something's not going to work ongoing. And my fear is these financial headwinds are going to get blamed on Biden and the policies of the Democratic Party. This is Bidenomics coming home to roost. You think it was bad when gas was $3.50 and they were putting Joe Biden did that? Wait until there's a recession and employment starts crumbling, and that's all going to be Joe Biden's fault. We're not going to remember the chaos in the Congress. It's all Joe Biden's fault. That's my fear.
Well, but you also have to also take it in the context of what the last administration, again, you talk about short memories. I mean, the reaction that the Trump administration had to COVID was to deny it, right? Didn't embrace any sort of, you know, the masks or all that stuff and drove the economy into the dirt, man.
I mean, but I don't want to talk about the last guy.
But listen, you can't. This is the legacy, American man. You consumer. Can't not talk about the last guy, man. This is part of our job. We need to let them know. That's what I'm telling you. I mean, you look at the tax breaks from Reagan to Bush to Trump. Add all that stuff up. What does it equal? Oh man, it's amazing. It's about the same amount of dollars as our debt. You know what I mean? These are very basic, simple things to explain to people, man. And yes, we are very short-sighted. What's all about the next quarter? But we cannot accept the fact and not remember and remind people of where we came from, why we're here, and what we need to do to get out of this.
Yeah, but we're in year three of Joe Biden's economy. It's getting a little late to start blaming Donald Trump. Now, a year or two ago, sure. At some point, the trajectory is Biden's. At some point, this is his economy. And I'm just telling you, that is the reality. And we can say, but the last guy sucked. No doubt. I lived through it, man. It was chaos. But the current guy, if you can't afford a house and you can't afford to fill up the gas tank, is going to be paying for the sins of the last guy. And the typical American voter, and I don't mean the educated, smart people that listen to this fine radio program, but I'm talking about the average guy living out there in Grant County saying, why can't I fill up the pickup truck? Well, Joe Biden did that, right? That's how simple it is. That's how simple it is. That's how people make decisions in the curtain ballot room. Oh, man, gas is high. That's Joe Biden's fault. That's my fear. 844-967-2789. It's the economy, stupid. Mike from Benton Harbor. Welcome, Michael. What do you got for us?
Oh, hey, Mike. Geez, are we up against the floating break?
No, you got a few minutes.
Okay. Oh, man. So if you listen to that last caller, you know, the Trumpster, what we're talking about is where people are, you know, where their head is at and how you can approach them and reach them. You guys are excellent at bandying the truth with these folks. But I think what we need to do and have them on our cable TVs is have more psychology. We need a big dose of psychology in this country to understand what's going on, because I see so often these people, they're called dumb and they're being put down as anti-intellectual. They're not, you know, they're just in a frame of reference where they've departed from as the world we live in. Firstly, I'm a media nut.
You sound like George Lakoff to me, Mike. Are you framing it for us right now?
Well, here's what I'm not sure who that is, but let me just say, for the Afghanistan guy, there's a podcast called A Wish for Afghanistan on the BBC. And if you just go to the BBC and get that podcast, episode 4, Felice Doucet, and talking to a woman about the history of the Afghan situation. Is your breakup yet?
It's coming.
I got to call you guys. Well, I got to talk to you guys for a long time because I listen to every radio station in the world, okay? And I'll just drop that and I'll let you guys know.
All right, Mike, but just tell me, what's the greatest radio station ever?
Can you hear us, Mike?
Oh, come on. Oh, no more Mike. All right, Mike.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
It's the Devil's Advocates, man. 844-967-2789. Got some callers holding. Sit tight. We'll get to you next. 844-96-PARTY.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
Yeah, there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the...
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows level off around 48. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 62. Cloudy skies. Cloudy tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely 50. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday. Chance for scattered storms on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 57.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Mickey Dawn Show coming up next at 6 o'clock.
Dominic, Newsman Nate has brought me some breaking news about your Milwaukee Bucks playing out here in six Civic Media markets starting Thursday. Here's the breaking news. The Greek Freak, Giannis
Antetokounmpo.
He signed his extension. Three years, baby.
Nice. Thank you, Nate. Great news. I was just talking about this today with Steph. Like, oh, what's he doing? What's he waiting on? What's happening? Giannis signed a three-year deal. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what ESPN's reporting, but I trust Newsman Nate and the former Twitterverse. They're reporting it now.
Excellent.
That is excellent news.
That is great. It's great for Milwaukee.
Bucks tipping off. Oh, great for Civic Media, too. We got Bucks in six media markets. This Thursday night, the tip-off of the regular season, 76ers coming to town, and then Sunday night, and then Monday night next. A lot of Milwaukee Bucks, 82 regular season games, plus about four rounds of playoffs all the way to the World Championship, Dom.
Yeah, baby.
844-967-2789. Dick from the garage. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Good, guys. Real quick, can I add one song to the thing of what's going on with this shutdown or whatever it is?
Moved on to Bucks-themed songs, but no, go ahead, Dick.
Okay, it would be Bachman-Turner Overdrive before you guys' time. Taking Care of Business, which we love to work at nothing all day.
Buddy, I marched out to my 1988 high school graduation to Taking Care of Business.
Right, did you really?
I did.
Well, you're older than I thought.
Maybe it was that or you ain't seen nothing yet. I forget which one, but I think it was Taking Care of Business.
Come on, man. Yeah. I'm so old, Dick. I remember the Guess Who, right? Wasn't that where the band started from, the guitar player, right?
Absolutely. And the actual.
Come on, man. I got my 70s rock and roll, baby.
Well, yeah. And the guy that I won't even go there, saying lead was the best. Is the best. Here's where I was going to go with this. The present way they're maneuvering all this stuff, I heard somebody talking about this that said, hey, the South, after the Civil War, there were several people that were involved in what they thought would be the government if they would have won the war, that said, you know, we approached this totally wrong. Totally wrong. We should have never went to war with them. There was no chance we could win. And this is where these guys are looking at this. We're just going to destroy the government from within. We don't need any civil war. We're going to work to destroy this government the way it operates from within. And that's what these people are up to.
They're not even hiding this from us. You remember what Grover Norquist said? We want a government so small we can drown it in a bathtub. They've always told us their goal was to destroy or eliminate functioning government. They've tried to roll it back since the New Deal. They've been trying to roll it back since FDR, man. They hate the social safety net They hate Social Security and Medicare.
They use it, until they use it, they hate it for everyone else.
Well, they
you know, until they're the ones that are cashing the checks. You know, that's the hypocrisy of the whole thing.
Well, you're comparing the survivor benefits of former Speaker Paul Ryan with a guy like millionaire Ron Johnson, who will never need the Social Security.
But he'll still cash the check.
I bet he will. You know he's no fool. 844-967-2789. Although that last point is arguable. Alex from Madison. Welcome, Alex. What do you got for us?
Hi, Alex.
Oh, I'm so glad that this is my second. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, go ahead, Alex. You're on the air.
Oh,
we lost Alex. What happened, Alex? No! 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And thanks, guys. And thanks, Don, for trying to encapsulate the agreement for bringing peace to Afghanistan, signed by Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo, with a government we really didn't recognize. And looking at some of the provisions there, that all the sanctions against the Taliban were due to end under this agreement in March of 2020.
Yep.
While Donald Trump was still president. I mean, Donald Trump was the one who left the goods behind, agreed to have all our troops out, lowering troop levels, that he was the one who said all the international troops are going to be out of Afghanistan. I mean, by May of 2021, if I remember, if I'm reading the timeline right.
Yes, that's what I recall.
Bill from McCormick, you just got to pick up and, look it up. Agreement for bringing peace to Afghanistan.
Well, that's not Bill from O'Connell. He was from Grant County, I believe. But
yeah, wherever the it is, it was just
Mark, in his defense, Donald Trump never planned on giving up the presidency. Right. He thought he'd be a second term and all that kind of stuff.
Well, but and Mark, I guess that's the point. There are facts to be known. And if you're inquisitive, if you want to know, if you're going to stand up and grab the soapbox and proclaim something, then you should at least have those facts in your back pocket. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Known knowns and unknown knowns.
But we appreciate it always, Mark, 844-967-2789.
I love it when we get chastised by the party that put us into a 21-year war and then they complain about the guy that ended it. When's the last time an American soldier died in Afghanistan?
Not since we left. Alex from Madison. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Take two, Alex.
Yeah. Glad you guys speak with my phone call drop. Real quick, second time caller, Newsmax. You guys were talking about Newsmax.
Yes.
They have they're talking about the madman theory, where it's good to have an American president who is a madman. And they rolled some Nixon tapes, and it was really kind of crazy. The other thing is that no election deniers for Speaker of the House. That's all I got. Have a great night.
Thank you, Alex. That's a great point. Only two of the nine Republicans running for Speaker are
the most unpalatable two
2020 election. I mean, there's very few to choose from, unfortunately, Alex.
844-967-2789. Maybe time for one more. We'll see. Nate's got to work it back there.
We'll just grab it. Karina, is that Karina? Is that Karina? Welcome, Karina. You got about a minute.
Hi, guys. Haven't talked to you for a while.
Yes, thanks for calling. What do you got for us?
Well, I want to know something. When was talk about Hamas in Russia, our understanding was that America is actually financing that organization. So what happened?
I can only speak to the 3-year contract extension that ESPN's reporting Giannis has signed. That's being funded by our tickets and our listenership on the Civic Media Network all across Bucks and Six. Karina, sorry, can't speak to that topic on this very short time frame because we got Maggie Dawn coming up next. Diamond Crute. I'm going to be on the road next, heard from D.C. on Wednesday when we got Mark Pocan and our friend Bill Press. And then Thursday, I'm going to give you a report from Derek Van Orden's office, maybe even Rojo's. We'll see how it goes. Have a great night. Maggie Dawn is next in the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. He's a big Bucks fan.
Up U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly.
Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm